Sunday Tama Talk.
Welcome, friends. Happy day. We're here for another Sunday morning Tama Talk. I'm Prabhu Vaidika, Dr. Bharatan Jnanatiro, and I'm about to interview the renowned meditation master and Buddhist scholar, Dr. Rajan Wisit, who is the abbot of Wat Lungphosot Thammakayaram in Dumnan Sarawak district of Ratpuri province, Thailand. Dr. Rajan Wisit is dedicated to revitalizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on meditation practice and scripture study. He has led Wat Lungphosot to become an extremely active center of excellence in both of these areas, training well over 20,000 participants annually. This is our 11th Sunday Tama Talk. We are continuing with the third higher training, Vanya, or wisdom, developed through Vipassana Insight Meditation. Lord Buddha's fundamental presentation on meditation is the greater discourse on the four foundations of mindfulness. The four foundations of mindfulness are mindfulness of body, mindfulness of feelings, mindfulness of mind, and mindfulness of mental objects. We began studying the four foundations of mindfulness last time by considering the first foundation, mindfulness of body. Today we will discuss the second and third of the four foundations, mindfulness of feelings and mindfulness of mind. Good morning, Venerable Dr. Bharatan Wisit. We bid you welcome and look forward to more of your erudite wisdom. As usual, please begin by summarizing our previous broadcast, which focused on mindfulness of body.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All of our presentations to date have shown repeatedly that there is more to life than meets the eye. Life is both broader and more refined than the visible spectrum, invisible truths of nature, such as the law of karma and rebirth, underlying what we see every day. At death, it is only the coarse outer body which disintegrates. The refined inner bodies and minds continue seeking rebirth. Rebirth is conditioned by ignorance and nourished by the passions, greed, hatred, and delusion. It is governed by three main factors. First, nishgamma or gammanketang, based on past actions. Second, zida, consciousness, or vinyanang pichang, which determines what we can see and comprehend. And third, germination, craving, or tanha sineho, which is the life force propelling growth. Last time, we began reflecting on the four foundations of mindfulness by examining mindfulness of body. The approach to mindfulness of body, mental training, provides the template for the other three foundations, experiencing successively more and more refined bodies in the body, feelings in the feelings, mind in the mind, and mental objects in the mental objects. The goal is developing the insight to penetrate the three universal characteristics of this world's ephemeral, illusory, and hollow phenomena, which simply arise when conditions are right, exist briefly, changing continually while in existence, and then dissipate. Most vital is lucid comprehension that this fleeting insubstantiality is our own intrinsic nature. It is the essential quality of the five aggregates, body, perception, memory, thought, and the consciousness, which we generally consider as ourselves. Meditators achieve such transcendence through objective comparison of the impermanence, anicchang, suffering, dukkhang, and non-self, anatta, of worldly phenomena, in particular over five aggregates, with eternal soothing and ultimate reality of Nirvana. This is Vipassana meditation. It is best achieved through preparation with Samatha, which is Jhana, and Anupassana, that is four foundations of mindfulness meditation. The template for four foundations of mindfulness or Anupassana meditation consists of four steps. In step one, meditation begins with concentration into jhana for the five jhana factors to overcome the five hindrances which distort and limit our everyday consciousness. First, apply thought, vittaka, overcome sleepiness and laziness, tinamitta. Second, sustain thought, vichara, overcomes doubt, vichikicca. Third, joy, piti, overcomes ill will, prayapata. Fourth, content, happiness, sukha, overcomes restlessness, uttaccha kukuccha. And fifth, concentration, ekakkhata, overcomes sensual enchantment, kamachanta. In step two, the meditator focuses on the body, feelings, mind or mind objects of this current crude human body. For body, he begins with the five root meditation objects, head hair, body hair, teeth, nails and skin, and expands to the 32 parts of the body, contemplating that all are impure and impermanent, subject to suffering and non-self. The meditator examines these characteristics both internally in himself and externally in the bodies of others. Lord Buddha details six specific methods of mindfulness of body meditation. Number one, contemplation of breathing, anapanasati. Number two, mindfulness of the body postures, iriyapatha. Number three, full awareness of bodily actions, sampachanya. Number four, contemplating the body as impure, apatikul manasika. Number five, contemplations of the body as just elements, tatu manasika. And number six, nine contemplations of decaying corpse, navasivatika. In step two, the meditator focuses on the body, feelings, mind, or mind objects of this current crude human body. For body, he begins with the five root meditation objects, head hair, body hair, teeth, nails and skin, and expands to the 34 parts of the body, contemplating that all are impure and impermanent, subject to suffering and non-self. The meditator examines these characteristics both internally in himself and externally in the bodies of others. Lord Buddha details six specific methods of mindfulness of body meditation. Number one, contemplation of breathing, anapanasati. Number two, mindfulness of body postures, ariyapatha. Number three, full awareness of bodily actions, sampachanya. Number four, contemplating the body as impure, patikula manasika. Number five, contemplation of the body as just elements, tatu manasika patikula manasika. Number six, the nine contemplations of decaying corpses, nava sivatika. In step three, one progresses to higher levels with the mind stopped still at the center of the cruder outer body, becoming and experiencing the body, feelings, mind, or mind objects of successively higher and more refined inner bodies in the body. The meditator first progresses through the worldly bodies which reflect jhana. There are four worldly levels. human corresponding to first jhana, celestial corresponding to second jhana, Brahman corresponding to third jhana, and formless Brahman corresponding to fourth jhana. But at each level, there are two bodies, crude, reflecting pear, and refined, reflecting fruit. Beyond the worldly level, the meditator transcends to the Dhammakaya plane, first becoming Dhammakaya Kotrapu, or Noble State Wisdom. Dhammakaya Kotrapu is the gatekeeper at the entrance to transcendence. From this level, the meditator continues to ascend through the Noble Disciple stage, becoming Stream Enterer Sotapan. Once returner Sakatakami, a non-returner Anakami, and ultimately Dhammakaya Sen Arahant. Each with purer and purer virtues, with practice, each Dhammakaya comes to appear permanently, giving broad insight, leading the crude human body to behave properly, ending accumulation of bad karma, and adding momentum to the upward spiral. This accelerating world enhances right wisdom, cuts fetters, reduces craving and attachment, and generates increasing freedom from suffering. In step 4, one ultimately becomes Dhammakaya Arahant, capable for experiencing Nirvana or Nibbana directly during meditation. This permits directing personal experience and comparison of the eternal, blissful, ultimate reality of Nirvana with the ephemeral, illusory, hollow delusions of the world. At this point, Lord Buddha often says that the noble disciple becomes bored with this world, gives up all attachment, and attains enlightenment.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, can you explain how one practices mindfulness of feelings?
Today, we are focusing on mindfulness of feelings and mind. It should be noted that one does not have to contemplate all four types of mindfulness. Whenever one can penetrate through to see clearly the cause of the arising of the five aggregates, that is sufficient for attaining the path and fruit of Nirvana, and penetrating the Four Noble Truths, when a meditator begins concentration of mind and reaches the Dhamma sphere or nucleus, this is already jhana, the absorption developing pure mind. One experiences feelings changing from the crude outer body to refined status. Suffering, dukkha, becomes happiness, sukha, for example. When one sits a long time without developing concentration, one feels the hurting of the legs. This is suffering. When the mind is perfectly concentrated, the virtues of the five jhana factors wipe out the five hindrances, and the hurt in the legs disappears. This hurting in the legs can be termed as one of the five hindrances, either doubt, feeling ill at ease, or ill will, etc. These are eliminated in the first jhana. Meditating is doing good. Your merit earned causes happier feelings. Thus, one experiences impermanence, anicchang, in an upward direction. When there is no concentration, the mind wanders outside, building more attachments. The closest thing is one's own body, so the mind immediately attaches to it. But when the mind is concentrated and free from attachment to the body, this leads to happier feelings. As one concentrates more and more on the nucleus sphere, one delves deeper and deeper into the spheres of sila, samadhi, panya, vimut, and vimuttiyantasana. Then comes the refined human body. Over and over again, the meditator is led to leave behind that which feels crude or uncomfortable and become the more and more refined and blissful bodies. The merit from the new purity of morality, sila, and concentration, samadhi, helps the meditator feel happier and freed from the former suffering of the crude body, as well as from hindrances and attachment. The mind becomes pure. This peacefully pure and concentrated quality of mind, samatha, is one of the keystone foundations of mindfulness. Along with the right wisdom of knowing what causes suffering, panya, and good behavior or sila, mindfulness of feelings is being aware of the freedom from suffering that one experiences as sila, samadhi, and panya, all develop together. It can be that good behavior, sila, produces purer mind and leads to right wisdom. In another way, panya develops sila, and sila develops samadhi. In brief, all three assist one another and develop simultaneously, along with right wisdom in the Four Noble Truths, panya. There can be both ups and downs. This is readily noted in daily life experience. One must be continually mindful during both meditation and daily life. Doing good develops the mind and makes one happier and purer. These are the benefits from good behavior. One must always avoid evil, do good, and purify the mind. Now, complete my answer. Here is how Lord Buddha taught mindfulness of feelings. A bhikkhu, feeling a pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling, knows that he is experiencing a pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling. If the feeling is based on sense pleasures, he knows that it is based on sense pleasures. Thus, he dwells perceiving again and again feelings as just feelings, not mind, not I, not self, but just as phenomena. He perceives this in himself and in others. He dwells perceiving the cause and appearing of feelings, or the cause and dissolution of feelings. He is firmly mindful that only feelings exist, not soul, self, or I. Knowing that mindfulness of feelings is just for progressively developing more insight and mindfulness, he remains detached from craving and wrong will, and dwells without clinging to anything in the world. In this way, the bhikkhu dwells perceiving again and again feelings as just feelings.
Thank you again, sir. And now, how does one practice mindfulness of mind?
Lord Buddha taught meditation for mindfulness of mind as follows. When a mind with greed, anger, delusion, laziness, or distraction arises, the bhikkhu knows that this is a mind with greed, anger, delusion, laziness, or distraction. Similarly, when a mind free of greed, anger, delusion, laziness, or distraction arises, he knows that this is mind free of greed, anger, delusion, laziness, or distraction. He perceives this both in himself and other. When a developed or undeveloped, superior or inferior, concentrated or unconcentrated mind arises, the bhikkhu knows that this is a developed or undeveloped, superior or inferior, concentrated or unconcentrated mind. Similarly, when a mind temporarily free from defilements or not free from defilements arises, he knows that this is a mind temporarily free from defilements or not free from defilements. Thus, he dwells perceiving again and again mine as just mine. Not mine, not I, not self, but just a phenomenon. He perceived this both in himself and in others. He dwells perceiving the cause and appearing of mine, or the cause and dissolution of mine. He is firmly mindful that only mine exists, not soul, self, or I. Mindfulness of mind is just for progressively developing more insight and mindfulness. He remains detached from craving and wrong will, and dwells without clinging to anything in the world. In this way, the bhikkhu dwells perceiving again and again, mind as just mind.
And now, sir, can you please lead us in a few minutes of mindfulness of feelings and mind, anupassana meditation?
We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palms turned upward, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. Before we start, take a moment to feel and note any discomfort you may be feeling in the legs, back, shoulders, neck, or elsewhere. Remember how that discomfort feels. Also, please evaluate your current level of peace and happiness of mind. This will be our baseline for later comparison. We use two aids. First, a mantra, repeated over and over again. Our mantra is Samma Arahang. Second, an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at position 7, in the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. This is position 7, the position of the sphere at the center of the body. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. This is Buddha Anusati, or recollection of Buddha's virtues. Samma is the Bali word for right, meaning ultimately, correct or true. It is an abbreviation for Samma Sambuddho, meaning Lord Buddha's enlightened wisdom. This is making the wish, may I gain wisdom. The second word of the mantra is Arahang, meaning purity. This is remembering Lord Buddha's spotless freedom from defilements, and is the wish, may I gain purity. Mentally recite Samma Arahang continuously to keep the sphere still and make it brighter and clearer. Pay no attention to any external sensation. Do not force the mind too strongly. Do not use the physical eyes, only the mind's eye that dreams. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. Feel the stillness. The mind stops still. The body stops still. Stop still at the center of the center. And when the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Stop still and wait. Wait for the whole mind to stop perfectly still. the center expands itself, sphere after sphere, center after center, over and over, deeper and deeper, brighter and brighter, closer and closer to the center of the center. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahaṁ. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gave rise to this body and this mind. Inside Dhamma sphere are five little spheres of the original elements. At the front, the water element, to the right, the earth element, at the back, the fire element, and on the left, the wind element. At the center is the space element, and inside the space element are the four mind aggregates located concentrically inside each other. The spheres of perception, memory, thought, and recognition. Thus, the four mind aggregates are located at the center of the body aggregate. You should feel your mind at the very purest state it has ever achieved, with firm oneness. You should experience the greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the five hindrances, take a brief moment of silence to enjoy the peace and happiness of being concentrated at the center of Dhamma sphere. Now, think back to the discomfort you felt and noted back in the beginning. Is it still there, or has it gone away? If you have succeeded in reaching and entering the Dhamma sphere, you will find that it has disappeared. Likewise, evaluate the peaceful happiness of your current state of mind. Is it the same, better, or worse than when you started? Most of you will feel more peaceful and happier, even from just a few minutes of meditation. This is a benefit of meditation that all can appreciate. It is not far from this level that we have already reached to the celestial body, where heavenly feelings of joy are almost overpowering. And now, let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously, together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family, especially with the king's elder sister, who has recently passed on. May Lord Buddha bless us all to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We all very deeply appreciate your kind and generous instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless you all. We would like to invite all of you to join us for meditation at Wat Long Phasot any Sunday. Our bus leaves from just outside the entrance of Wat Sakit or Golden Mountain Temple at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conduct an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. You are all very sincerely invited. Please come join us. See our website at en.dhammakaya.org. for details.
Sunday Tama Talk.